listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you about the way of Cain. And I'm going to read to you from the book of Jude, verse 11. There's only one chapter in the book of Jude, which reads this. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. What do you know about these three people? Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Most people would have a vague recollection of them from the Old Testament. As Jude used these three for illustrations in verse 11, he expected that Christians would see how they fit in as bad examples to learn from. Cain is perhaps the best known of the three men mentioned in Jude, verse 11. Cain's story is found in Genesis chapter 4. There we find each of the sons of Adam and Eve brought an offering to the Lord. Cain, being a farmer, brought an offering from his harvest. Abel, being a shepherd, brought an offering from his flocks. God accepted Abel's offering, but not Cain's. Many people assume that because Abel brought a blood sacrifice and Cain brought a grain sacrifice, that the difference between the two offerings was sacrificial blood. But really, the difference was between faith and unbelief. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 tells us this, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. Cain's sacrifice was probably more pleasing to the senses than the carcass of a dead lamb. But his sacrifice was offered without faith, and therefore it was unacceptable to God. You can give to God whatever you have or whatever you are, but you must offer it to God in faith. Genesis chapter 4, verse 5 says that after God rejected his sacrifice, Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. He became angry because he knew God rejected him. Then, in a fit of anger, Cain murdered Abel, and then he lied about it to God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 12 tells us that Cain murdered his brother because Abel's works were righteous by faith, while Cain's own works were wicked. Cain's lack was not in works, but in faith. Now, notice the phrase here in verse 11, the way of Cain. Jude says that Cain typifies a way that certain men follow in. It's the way of unbelief. It's the way of empty religion, which leads to jealousy, the persecution of the truly godly, and eventually to murderous anger. There is no greater curse on the earth than empty, vain religion. We must always be on guard against those having a form of godliness, but who deny its power, as in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. No wonder Paul added in that verse, "And from such people turn away." We must make sure that our own faith isn't just a matter of outwardly observing a few rituals, but that our faith is rooted in a real personal experience of Jesus. We can't be satisfied with the image of being a good Christian. We must press on to the reality of it. Many Christians are deathly afraid of secular humanism or atheism or the threats that come to us from the world. But dead religion is far more dangerous and sends more people to hell than anything else across the centuries. Cain speaks to us of this dangerous way of false religion. Today, listen and determine that, God helping you, you will not follow in the way of Cain.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.